Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hi. You're rolling with Jason and John, 929 FM, ESPN. Happy Thursday, May 25th. 2 years, we get closer to the holiday weekend. For some, it's already started. Folks are sending me pictures of, they're already grilling, getting ready for the big holiday weekend. I'm going to have to dust off the big green egg. Been a while. Been a while since your boy been out.
I know we count down to that holiday.
Not as much as you are. You get a real vacation. We'll get to that later because we got work to do. The Eastern Conference Finals are going on. They resume tonight. Thank goodness they do. Last night was lonely. Really was.
It was.
Without NBA basketball, first time in a while. Celtics 8-point favorites tonight as they look to try to become the first team in NBA history to win a series after trailing 3-0. We'll see if John Martin is ready to call it a Celtics win in this series today. It was very close yesterday. Did not pull the trigger.
Yes, and I will give you my bet for the evening.
Last night. Can't wait to get that.
Last night was probably my first night without sports investing in many months, maybe years, honestly.
What did you do with the time?
Finished God of War.
You didn't bet on the Florida game, the hockey?
The Panthers, no,
did
I
you,
did not.
Did it all cross your mind at all?
Not once.
That's good.
Not once, because I don't bet on sports that I don't think I know anything about, right?
Yeah.
I know I don't know anything about, I may not know anything about anything, but I know I don't know anything about hockey. Right, so I just can't possibly bring myself to do that.
Understood.
I did finish God of War, though. That was a long time coming. That game came out in November. So I said, you know what?
Congrats on finishing the game.
I'm going to finish this tonight. It was a fantastic game, fantastic ending. As you know, Kratos, you know, Prophecy.
Man, I played that game about 20 years ago now.
It's a very different game than the one you played.
Yeah.
It's open world now. Your son comes with you.
I'm sure.
He's got a bow and arrow. Half giant, half human.
We're not virtual reality yet.
I mean,
God of War.
There is virtual reality.
Of course, there is.
Like the PSVR 2 is coming out. They just announced like some of the stuff that's coming out for that. But I'm not into the virtual reality.
I'm out. I got out of it. I got out of all of it.
It's at some point the novelty kind of wears off on it. You know, it's cool.
I don't even remember the name of our thing that Faith.
The Oculus.
Yes.
So those are the goggle things you put on your head.
It sits on the
floor. Like glasses thing.
Obviously it is very cool to like look around your room and like, you know, you're not in your room anymore, right? It is like the cool part is when you like look to your left and your right and like you'll see the setting of this game. You know what I mean? It's not necessarily looking ahead. That's easy to do, but it's like looking around and how the camera focuses on and
see, I can't do all that.
But
not right now.
But yeah, that's how I spent my night.
Good for you.
It was, you know, you don't get to do that anymore.
Too bad you can't bet on yourself in God of War. Bet you would have put the whole house on.
No, no, I'm like, I think I was like, I was getting tilted. I was like throwing the controller and stuff. Like,
oh,
I don't
man,
know if I'm just getting old or what,
that.
But my reflexes are just shot, man. I'm just not as quick as I used to be on the draw there.
Well, you're 30-something now.
Yeah, that is the one thing that you just absolutely lose. No two ways about it. You lose video games when you have a kid. Like
that's when I lost.
It's not I mean, you have to, like, I stayed up until 2 o'clock in the morning because that was the only chance I had to do this. I wasn't going to be able to do it tomorrow. I wasn't going to be able to do it the next day. Like,
no window.
I had no chance.
Not with kids.
At a certain level, you start losing one-on-one against your kid, too, by the way. I found out the hard way this week.
Mm-mm. For me, it was my brother when that started to happen. When he started getting faster and bigger, I was like, hey, wait a minute. This ain't supposed to happen.
No.
But for me, it was like, you know, I just say, if you are a video gamer, you're going to lose it. Maybe you could play like a Switch or something, but in terms of the sitting down, I mean, you were a big GTA guy. Everybody knows that, you know. And those days,
it was like another life.
Those days are over. Those days are absolutely over. Anyway, all is good. Everybody's in a good mood today. We do have NBA basketball back tonight, as you mentioned. Celtics are an 8-point favorite, so the books have this series extended going into Miami. So we'll touch on that here on the show with some potentially big injury news there as well. Drew Hill's going to join us at 11:25. And we're going to talk to him about the same exact thing that we've talked to him about the last month and a half, which is Ja Morant.
Well, a couple of new developments since we last talked.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Police have been out to the home.
Of course they've been out to the home.
The shoes dropped this morning.
They did.
Drew said last week, I ain't making any grand statements about Nike postponing anything.
Yes.
And rightfully so.
Yeah. Well, so, they did sell them. So
I don't know how many there were because I was on there.
Capitalism wins.
It went fast.
Yeah. So we'll get into all of that with Drew Hill at 11:25. Then at 1:25, Jeff Calkins is going to hop on. Really one of the great redemption stories in Memphis sports. Well, when he was at the peak of his powers, when you think about Jeff at his most fiery, when you think about Jeff as his at his most sort of confrontational, His fashion was really bad, wasn't it? It was just very...
I think his powers got stronger as his fashion got better. I don't necessarily think that. Think that was the Jeff at his peak was back then?
I would say Jeff is not...
That green polo?
His fastball has lost some steam. He's still got one, but he's a little bit more clever now. You know, he's got the whole knuckleball he will throw at you every now and then. You know, no Cerrito today, so I'm going to do trivia. He's still got a little bit of heat back there. But it's very, very carefully chosen when to utilize it, right? But you know, in terms of today, he's never been more stylish, you know, and he's in his 60s, you know,
clothes horse, as he used to call me. That's him now.
Yeah, that is him now, no doubt. So he will join us at 1:25. That's the show today. But before we get to Drew Hill, let's do the over under thing.
It's Jason and John's over under. Over over. Under.
And we are feeling the weekend. It kind of already extends into today a little bit.
Yeah, Jason is Jason's counting down to the Monday here. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
He can smell the grill, man.
I'm going to have to clean it first.
Dan Barron's cooking burgers for us tomorrow here at the ranch. You'll smell the lighter fluid tomorrow here in the
No lighter fluid on the Big Green Egg.
I know them things gonna be raw.
But see,
just like y'all like them.
But see you
good and raw, good and red.
Here's the thing though,
I know that's how y'all like them.
I don't like them that way, bro.
I love Dan to death.
Hell no,
he cooks them for y'all,
and he loves that lighter fluid.
And he'd put one on there and leave it on there for me just a little longer.
Yeah, burn
it.
Request that.
And he'll say, "Why don't I'm burning up this meat? Why would I do?" I'll say, "Thank you.
Just ask.
I will appreciate it." You know what I'm saying?
Ask Dan for
them things. Red.
Ask him for a steak. You'll get a good burger.
Last year, I bit into one, and I said, Jesus.
Oh, right, you had that myoglobin or whatever it's called.
Yes, bro. Yeah. That
all
thing,
and
could not finish it.
You felt like a vampire in some ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to take it for granted. I'm glad he's cooking.
He's thinking about me. No, that's what I say. Thank you, Dan.
The problem is you have a Big Green Egg, and you still
leave
use
one
lighter
for your
fluid.
Boy.
Yeah.
That is false.
You use those starters? You do what you're supposed to do?
That is cap.
Okay.
I absolutely still use the starters.
Okay.
Big Green Egg is the easiest thing to start ever.
Yeah.
And I will maintain that forever.
There you go.
Yeah. This thing lasts for a lifetime. Anyway,
yeah.
We're not doing a Big Green Egg.
Non-carcinogenic, right? I mean, that's the idea there, you know. But either way, Jason's obviously looking forward to
the
burger.
Yeah, we're feeling it a little bit here.
We all are.
And we're going to get some NBA. Luckily, we get a game five, and we look at Ja and his shoes. We'll start with Ja's shoes from our staff here. Time it took for Ja 1 Hungers to sell out. 2.5 minutes over under.
Over under.
Jason, John?
Yeah, Jason was in line this morning, so he can speak to this better than I can.
I was on it, and I had my shoe size set. I had my payment method set. I intended, because I had read before this drop, that this was going to be very exclusive and you might want to jump on just to have a pair in your collection, because as John has pointed out to me and I've been educated on, these things go to StockX, whatever else, price goes up. And with supply so low, maybe I should jump in. So I tried. Had everything set up, hit it for them 10 and a half within the 0.00. I'm right there.
Wow.
Gone. What they'll do, and this was different because you were on the sneakers app and they never went off the sneakers app. The funny thing was the SKU code did go off, but it came back on here within the last few days, and this thing dropped, and they were gone within, what was the number?
2.5 minutes.
Man, I think they were gone before that. Now, you're in line a few minutes. Like, I might have gotten my answer at 9:04, but by the time I was back, it said, no, your shoe size is gone, try another. You go in, look for any size, all of them are gone. I think they were gone in less than 2.5 minutes, and I think the bots ate them up.
Wow.
Because I think it was a very limited release, John.
Yeah, so John says on Twitter that only 3,000 pairs were released. So
see, there's not a lot.
That doesn't take long to sell.
Usually
out.
What you'll see, too, is a lot of people posting the got-ems. Like, if you get them, which I didn't, it tells you didn't get them. The got-ems screen will come up. People screenshot that post. You didn't see a lot of that. Now, folks said, and you can see it, that bots, and John has schooled me on this before, bots jump in there and buy them up fast. But it had to be a very limited supply, because I'm telling you, this went faster, it felt like to me, than the day ones.
Yeah.
Well, I would say this. That is a drop I wish I would have lined up for, because I have amazing luck with these things. I've gotten two pairs that I've tried to get.
I told you.
I didn't know. You didn't tell me they're going to be 3,000.
I'd read a couple of thousand, 2,000 beforehand, and it said you'd want these in your collection because they're going to be worth something. People seem to be pretty informed that this was going to be a very limited drop.
All right,
that said, they came out. There was no, you know, for those of us that speculate, well, maybe there's going to be a pause, whatever else. Well, Nike dropped some, but it seems like a very limited amount.
So you wear a 7? So that's a size 7 is going for 189.
10 and a half, fool.
Wow.
10 and a half? Bigger.
7 is your size.
10 and a half is going for 198.
Already.
Yeah.
Things were 110 this month. They were gone within seconds. I think it's under 2.5 minutes. They were gone.
But, bro, the scratches are still going for 450 low ask. So let's your 10.
Can you still get day ones for like 160, 170?
10 and a half on scratch right now, low ask, $700.
Good grief.
Ridiculous.
And I got
this is a whole nother story. Why does Nike do this?
I don't know, but now I'm like, does anybody want a used pair of Ja 1 scratches 10 and a half for $550? I got you. Worn 3 times. You know what I'm saying? Come get them. Tweet me. You wanted the day ones. Now, what did you pay? $200 all in?
Yeah, with your fees and everything that you charged me.
10.5 now are 130. Oh, that's women. Sorry. Let's see, men.
So they've stayed the same.
So a 10.5 is 135. So I don't know.
You've gone down. It sounds like a little bit. Didn't want it?
Yeah. Exactly.
I can't remember what processing fees were, but it didn't seem like it was $65 or whatever.
Yeah. So all in, 170 with fees.
Those are doing nothing.
So you lost value on them things. You lost value.
They're sitting up at the top of the closet doing nothing.
But look, here's the thing, though. Like, the truth is, the Ja 1 still, there's a better than zero chance that these things become collector's items, because Ja Morant keeps doing, like, you know, making bad decisions.
He's not going to keep messing up.
I would hope not. But
Nike is not going
to. I'm saying the chance is better than zero. I'm not saying it's 75%, but I'm saying it's better than zero that these Ja 1s become a collector's item.
Let me ask you this.
We needed to get these.
Is this the time they should be marketing heavy, because they're going to get less marketing when he's not playing at the beginning of the season?
You can't market Ja right now.
They're doing it under the radar, though.
They're just selling them.
They're not dropping them. I don't see. So their marketing campaign seems like it's slowed down.
So they're not marketing them, but they're moving
products. My question is, can you get them in any Memphis store today? Can you walk into a store?
Have the answer to that.
It seems like it was.
I mean, I think again, I think the limited release kind of tells you everything you need to know. They had it scheduled. They probably didn't want to make a stink about it, so they released 3,000 of them. They move on. We'll see if and when another drop happens. You know, the scratch ones were supposed to drop in mass. They have not. You know. So,
yeah.
I sit here on a gold mine, and I will not wear them ever again. I will not wear them.
You've already worn them. That's just like driving the car off the lot.
In fact, it actually probably adds value worn them.
They
on their game-worn Patty Pump Ja 1 scratches. I mean,
you have to tell people that, right?
It should be $850. Yeah, yep. I tell them it's lightly used for sure, but it's not like they have like
lightly shot bricks in.
It's yeah, exactly like not, I don't even play defense, so it's not even like they've been worn in or anything like that. So I'm only.
And did you play against a D1 athlete in those?
No.
So you could put that. Oh no. You just played against scrubs in them.
The day ones
I think that
are
even
my
further lowers the
day
value.
Ones yeah. are my my real hoop and shoes because as you can see those were where the value is going way down.
I didn't even put mine on again, but now they're worth like $80.
Yeah, the day ones are like why actually that, about to be we, on the rack at Payless soon.
He wore them the first time on Christmas. I thought we'd be able to look back 20 years later. It's like having the first Jordan.
Yeah,
or something.
I mean, I can't help you, dude.
But that
sometimes
one's
you make,
looks like the scratch was the one to have. Or
sometimes
maybe
you
even
make
this
bad
one.
Investments, dude. I mean, you made a bad investment. It's not the end of the
you
world.
You encouraged it, fool.
I helped you do it. I didn't want you to do it, but I helped you do it. You wanted them. I'm going to say, I'm going to keep a grown man from making a purchase. You know, I'm here to help. So if you want to make a bad investment,
I'll help you do that. I think you agreed that it was a good investment, though.
Well, how could I have known that he was going to keep doing this on Instagram? Could not have known that. But, hey, they sold 3,000. And it's not like the day ones are going for 500, though. I mean, excuse me, the hungers. They're not going for $500. They're going for 198 right now. That is some margin, obviously.
For
too.
Now.
It's good margin. Yeah. But
with so few out there, that will inevitably
I would have thought that number
up.
Would be higher.
I would think it's going to go higher.
Well, then you should buy right now. Buy now.
I'm not doing another one over 110. I'm not doing it.
Okay. Well,
that's what makes
Jason, you're going to have to get the family
I've already
trivia.
Lost money, fool. You want me to lose some more?
Yeah. I mean, in this case, though, you believe that they're going to go higher, so you'd be better off buying now. But again, not here.
Not going to go higher.
I can't fix the world's problems on this show before we get to Drew Hill. So
congrats to Ja that they did drop.
And congrats if you got your hands on one
Man,
of the 3,000.
For real.
Yeah.
Tonight's game, Celtics Heat, game 5, margin of victory for the Celtics tonight, -8.
Over. Under.
John?
Yeah, so my strategy in these playoffs has been, and it's not been a profitable strategy, but it's just one I've been doing, it's just bet the Celtics every game. I mean, I've just done it. I've bet the Celtics pretty much every game that they've played, save for a few, maybe a handful. And I'm on them again tonight. I'm also on the over for anybody who wants to play the total. But and that number was 215. I think you could still get that most places. But yeah, I'm on 8. That's at Superbook now. And I just think the Gabe Vincent injury, he's been listed as out. He will not play. You know, the Heat sometimes be BSing with those injury reports. Sometimes you don't find out until the second quarter whether a guy's playing or not. But in this case, I think because it's a playoff game, we have to know a little earlier. Mm-hmm. Gabe Vincent has been incredible for them. He's been shooting 60-plus percent from the field, and he's a three-point guy. I mean, he's a guy that's been making a lot of underneath-screen three-pointers that have just been killer for the Celtics. And now you are relying on 37, 38-year-old Kyle Lowry to soak up all those minutes. I think the biggest reason that the Heat have built this 3-1 lead is depth. I mean, obviously Jimmy has been what he has been all playoffs long, but I think specifically here you're just talking about 1 through 8. Every single guy has been playing well, and now that's a huge hit to that depth because who's behind who's behind Kyle Lowry? He can't play 30 minutes. I mean, he's just not in that kind of shape. He's already coming off the bench now. Duncan Robinson. So. Yeah, I think this is a Celtics spot here. Could Gabe Vincent play tonight? Probably. But I think they'd rather just give him the extra day of rest. It's not an elimination game. And then have him as healthy as he can possibly be for a closeout at home in game 6. So I'm rolling with the Celtics here. It's not a fun bet. It's not like I'm sitting here, you know, putting my life savings on it because it is the Boston Celtics. They are a schizophrenic team. But I will roll with them at the crib tonight where they have been terrible in this postseason to do a solid for their fans. So give me the Celtics, the Heat, the shooting and the three-point shooting revert back to the mean. Heat go down from 60%. Celtics come up from 30-something percent at the crib. Give me the 8. I'll lay it.
Well, they should. Seems a little square to me, though.
Really? You're calling my pick square?
Everybody expects the Celtics to win tonight, don't they?
I don't know. I think I could make a case for Heat covering the number. You know, it's a big number. It's like, why did the Celtics deserve to be laying 8? They've played 24 good minutes out of the entire series.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm going to make the case. The Celtics are 10-11 at home in the playoffs the last two seasons. Okay? That's under 500. And Miami has won 5 of its last 6 playoff games in Boston, including 3 straight. Miami has not lost back-to-back games in these playoffs. Everybody's got the Celtics in this spot. I'll happily take Miami in the 8 here.
Yeah, I mean, I can't
happily
blame you.
Do it.
I cannot
happily
blame
do
you.
It.
I mean, I think I'm with both of you.
Well, you can't be with both of us.
Yeah, you can't.
You said you're not going to take the 8.
I've already laid the 8.
He's landing with Boston. Okay. I'm rolling with Miami in the point. You got to pick him or you got to pick me.
I think Brad's on the Heat.
I'm confused because I'm not a gambler like John. So you think the Celtics will win?
I'm laying the 8.
What does that mean?
So laying the 8 means I am laying 8 points. The Celtics will win the game by 8 or more. Obviously, okay. More to win. 8
And
to
you're
push.
Saying the Celtics will not win by
I'm
8 or more.
I'm taking the points. I'm Miami plus 8.
Yeah, totally the opposite.
I had to learn that. I had to learn that, you know, early on, laying versus taking. But, yeah, you're basically taking points, right? Give me, you know, 3 buckets, basically, right? 3 to 4 possessions that you're giving me. And I don't think
underdog,
that.
Yeah.
I hear it. Like, I'm not.
I think I'm with John then. I think.
Yeah, because you think the Celtics are going to roll just
like
everybody else.
If you think the Celtics win, you're with me.
And again, I wouldn't blame you for that because most
this
do.
This is a tough one.
I think every analyst tonight is going to pick the Celtics.
I wouldn't bet on this game, though.
He's going to pick the Celtics.
I think that's defensible as well. The only
on
reason
TNT,
why I'm
I guarantee.
Doing it is because I have nothing else to do. But I would say this. I think there's a. I think either the Celtics blow the Heat out or the Heat won't need the points. They'll win straight up.
Yeah.
They'll close them out.
Well, that's how these playoffs have gone. These teams sort of look at the game as an overall series, and they go, we'll concede this one.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen a little bit of that, but then you see the Nuggets, who did not do that.
No, well, they're different. You know? They're a different animal.
They are, but, again,
I'm in a safe spot here with Miami in the points. I mean, even with the Celtics winning, I'm good here.
It's a lot of points.
Jimmy Butler going to give you more than you think.
Yeah, they opened at 9. They opened at 8.5, 9 in the first game there in this series, and obviously they won that outright. So
they're not good at home.
No, they're
in the playoffs.
It's not like it's some huge advantage by any means. Mm. So, I mean, I'm on -8, but I'm not. I completely understand why somebody.
I see.
Would
I
take
got you over there a little shaky.
The Heat. I don't feel good about it. I'll say that. I don't feel good about it.
Godfather's working in the dark, gentlemen. More players that the Memphis Tigers will add. This summer, we have the number set at 2.5 over under.
Let's do this. Let's address this after we talk to Drew Hill.
Good.
Because it's already 11:25. I hate keeping our guests waiting. And so let's talk to Drew Hill. We'll get into Memphis basketball, how many guys they may or may not add. But before that, we'll get to Drew Hill, talk to him about the Grizzlies, John Morant's shoes, Nike, his ability to, when everyone else wants to make sensationalist statements like you, he holds back. His ability to do that. We'll get into that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN, celebrates our freedom this Memorial Day weekend. Honoring America and the men and women who served our country. 92.9 FM, ESPN. While we celebrate sports, let us also take a moment to remember those who have served our nation, making the ultimate sacrifice.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Drew Hill has canceled his Twitter Blue subscription. Covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. Been a very busy man. And he joins us now. What's up, Drew?
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, please. And what went into that decision? Because I noticed the check mark is gone. What are we doing here?
So, all right. So the first time around when everyone was verified and I couldn't get verified, it was very frustrating for me because I don't know what would happen, but it got to a point where every time I would apply for verification, I would just get denied instantly. Like, it didn't need, like, I don't know, Elon must have put a specific ban on my name, because the second I would apply, I would get a notification that it's been denied. And I would definitely miss out on some opportunities to do stuff because I wasn't verified and people didn't take it as quite as seriously. And so I was like, all right, whatever, Twitter Blue, I can expense this to the Daily Memphian and it'll verify me and it'll be good, whatever. So then I signed up to do it and I had it for like, I don't know, a few months. And I actually liked some of the benefits, like editing your tweets was cool because I'm like typo king. I screw up everything. And so that was cool. And then eventually I just was like, well, if no one else is going to have a check mark, what's the point of me having a check mark? So then I canceled it. Screw it.
Yeah, because it doesn't, you know, at this point, I don't know. Like, I will say this. Unfortunately, I have noticed since my check mark went away, and honestly, they change everything up, but I get a lot less engagement on, which I don't care about it for the most part, whatever, but there, it's just true. You get less engagement when you don't pay for Twitter. I'm just telling you, that's a fact.
I think that checks out. I think you're probably right on that. Yeah.
You know, they just don't blow your, they don't blow your stuff up, you know? You don't pay, so they don't blow. And I hate how crooked that is, because it didn't used to be that way. It used to just be like, if you had content that rose above, you would, you know, get tons. I mean, I used to get tons of engagement, you know? Now I feel like nobody reads my tweets, which I don't care about, you know? It's fine. Like, you know, my life is fine, all right?
There's definitely, like, I feel like I'm tweeting less now than I ever have. And it's because I feel like I don't need to comment on everything. Like, I mean, do people really care what I have to think about, like, the Nuggets and Lakers series outside of, like, talking about it on the radio? Like, does everybody really need to see my tweets and stuff? I don't know. It's just I find myself tweeting less and less. I feel like there's less reason to tweet. And, like, it also, you know, I've come to this, like, place where I feel like the stuff – I don't write things just to write, like, anymore, like, articles. Like, there used to be a day where we believe – where I say we, but, like, I believed, like, daily presence. Like, I need to write something every single day in the off season, and especially during the season. And now I've reached a point where it's, like, people want to read good stuff. And, like, the only time I write just to write now is when I have to do a newsletter, which usually happens twice a week. And, like, all the other times, it's like, I'm only going to write unless I feel like I have something good or I feel like it's important. That's it.
I'm the same way. Like, I feel like, you know, I watch all these games and I have opinions on all these games, you know, as they happen. But, like, who cares? You know what I mean? Like, who cares what I think about, you know, the way Michael Porter Jr., you know, shot the ball in that series? Who cares about what I think the difference between Gabe Vincent and Kyle Lowry is? You know what I'm saying? Like, they want me to tweet about who Penny is or isn't recruiting, and that's fine. I'll share my opinions privately.
Yeah, I mean, that's the more I think about it, because Twitter used to be a place where people would just fire off stuff left and right. Now I just feel like there's no need, and it gets so ugly on there too. That it's like, all right, whatever, you know. I still like it. I mean, I use it. It's probably the app I use the most, but it's just I just don't feel the need to tweet quite as often anymore.
Well, there was a shoe drop this morning, and Drew, you have tweeted about it, and you correctly told us last week not to jump to any conclusions in terms of whether there was a pause and certainly we were saying surely Nike's not ready to close the deal or end its relationship with Ja, but you were on it last week saying don't rule out these things dropping. They did. My question is – was it a scaled back drop?
I don't know the answer to that, if I'm being honest with you. Like, I, I've tried to be like really upfront about the shoe situation from the beginning on what I know, what I don't know. But all I know is that Nike was not in a position where they wanted to make a statement on anything as it related to Ja Morant last week. And they never took those shoes off of the sneakers app. And while the Nike app is fine, and it's like people do go there to buy Nike products, like when they release shoes, if you're somebody that is into the shoe world, you know, like that this app is where they release the shoes. To answer your question, I don't know. I don't know if it was a limited drop or not. But the fact that they never took it down to me suggested that they were always going to release it. Like that's not something that's difficult for them to do. You know, it's not like they're like, well, it's up now. We can never take it down. Like as long as that was still up there, I believe that there was a chance that they were going to drop the shoes. And with Nike being silent on it, I think that was a reasonable conclusion to come to. And I think there was maybe a bit of an overreaction to the website, but they don't release big time shoe drops on the Nike website. They just don't do that. They do it on the sneakers app. So to me, it never really raised an eyebrow quite very much. So, but here we are. They did release the shoes. It looks like some people were able to get them, and then lots of people said that they sold out in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, I mean, I applaud you because I do think that like there were people who went overboard with that whole thing. It wasn't me, obviously. I would never do something like that. You know, I mean, I wouldn't make a big deal out of that. I mean, it was Jason who did it. No, but in all in all seriousness, though, I mean, we talked about it. I mean, we just sort of addressed what was and was not on the website. What comes next? I think because that had been pre-promoted. It had been pre-put on the website, right? Like. And, I mean, that's just kind of what I'm looking for now is, like, when's the next drop? Is that going to happen at Scotch? And I'm not asking you to speculate, but I'm just saying, like, now that that happened, they did it. It would have made more of a stink if you really didn't do it and you did pull it off. You know, now going forward, what does it look like? That, to me, is the interesting part about it.
Yeah, no, you're right. And, like, let me be clear here. There's nothing wrong with pointing out the fact that they took that page down or whatever on the shoes. There's nothing wrong with that.
That finish line and Hibbert pulled out. Yeah. Hibbert Sports pulled out, right? That's the other thing about this is they pulled. Wall Street Journal is reporting that today, that they pulled out of the drop. So it clearly was scaled back in some manner.
Yes, of course, definitely. And there's nothing wrong with pointing that out. I was just my whole point on that is just to be clear. We don't – there's a lot of things we still don't know. And I think that's what you're getting to, John, and, like, what comes next. Like, that had – as you mentioned, that was already out there, right? That was something that had already been promoted. Obviously, the shoes had already been created. Now what is the big question? Because you don't – like, they have other colorways that haven't been released yet, I'm certain. Have they made those shoes? Is production still going along the same way it was before? Like, those are the questions that I think a lot of people want answered. And this, to me, seems more like, it's already there. We might as well put out what we got in the way that whatever way we can. And so that's probably why some of these shoes released. But yeah, I think what comes next, you nailed it. Like, that's the important piece of this puzzle, and we don't have good answers to that. I would assume... I mean, I'm curious what you guys think. Do you think we get a decision from Nike or a decision from the league? Like a statement from Nike saying this is what we're going to do or a statement from the league first?
Nike's waiting on it, it appears to me. They're waiting on the suspension before they say anything.
Yeah, that's what I would guess too.
Well, they made the commitment to Ja. They don't want to have to get out of it. You know, I mean, that would be a true embarrassing moment for them and for Ja and everything, you know, so...
I want to say, too, the first time, Drew, they came out before, was it before suspension? I know it was very quickly after the Instagram thing. It said, you know, we back him, we back his accountability and the steps he's, you know, taking to improve himself. Like, they jumped out there fast, I want to say, that first time.
Yeah, I want to
and say so maybe this is sort of a
not wait on the league. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. This is a sort of, oh, well, we better wait this time.
Yeah. And I'm just curious when we're going to get this news too. Like, it feels like it should be any day now, right? Like, they don't want this to overshadow the finals. I mean, you could wait until the finals are over, but man, we got like a whole week off. Like, you know, it feels like that something's got to be happening sometime soon on this.
Yeah, I mean, I could see Silver, you know, waiting until. I mean, I guess I would ask you, what's the big rush?
There's not one.
You know, I mean, from the NBA's perspective, they have a whole summer here to think about it. So I could see Silver. I could also see Silver saying, you know, let's focus on the – let's not detract from our championship. Let's not take the focus off of our NBA championship between two great teams, the Boston Celtics and the Denver Nuggets, because the Celtics complete one of the greatest comeback in the history of sport, down 3-0. And we want to celebrate that. Let's not detract from, you know, our beautiful game here with a story that, right, is going to dominate the news cycle.
Yes.
Like,
if
Ja gets a real suspension, right, if Ja gets 30 games, if he gets 40 games, I don't know if he will, but if he got a suspension like that, it would be the talk of, you know, it would dominate the A block of every television show that does the, like, Nuggets Celtics would be playing total backdrop to Ja Morant's suspension for almost every day, you know? So I think that's what Adam Silver would probably like to avoid.
Yeah, two things. One, I think you're right. And also, if if the longer, like, you wait to make the decision, like, Ja's sitting around waiting for the decision to be made, you know, it's got to be it's almost a punishment in itself, right? To make him wait, I think. I mean, it's got to be a terrible feeling, you know, waiting to figure out what's going to happen to you. So, yeah, I think that they might make him wait. And the second thing is, wow, you put the Celtics in the finals already. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, I it's one of the I'm sitting across from a Miami Heat lover, and so we got to balance this out a little bit. You know, Celtics are the more talented team. And some people are saying, not me, but some people are saying that Miami has been figured out by the Celtics. Some people are saying that.
So you've now lost me. Who's the some people in this equation?
I don't want to get into it. Just basketball minds that I totally respect. But that, you know, man, how average the Miami Heat look when they don't shoot 55% from three, Drew?
They don't look good, that's yeah. for sure. But they just need one game, and they got this guy, John. His name's Jimmy Butler. He's pretty good.
Yeah, but
I think they had a good chance.
He's got Kyle Lowry, though. He's got Kyle Lowry. He has to play 35 minutes, you know. Come on, man. Come on. Kyle Lowry, it belongs more in the Memphis Jewish Community Center League than the NBA right now, if we're being honest.
Well, the no Gabe Vincent thing is going to hurt, but – you know, which is crazy that we're sitting here talking about that. It's just crazy.
It's real. But it's real.
It's real. It is real. And I think the Heat will get it done, but yeah, I mean, I don't think you can entirely count out the Celtics, but I think the Heat will get it done. I don't know if they're going to get it done tonight. I wouldn't guess that. I would guess if they get it done in any game, it's game six at home.
Is it going to be news the next time Ja Morant goes on social media after yesterday? You know, are we going to have to pay attention to every post now?
Weren't we already? I mean,
yeah, unfortunately, I feel like it's part of your job as beat writer. You literally got to wake up every morning and go see if he's got anything on, you know, Instagram Live or on his IG stories or whatever.
I've got all my notifications set. Anytime he tweets, anytime he posts a story, anytime he posts an Instagram, I mean, I just, you know, because you never know what's going to happen.
What'd you make of the cops going out there yesterday and all that stuff? Just get your take on it all.
I think that was probably the safe thing to do, right? I wonder if that was the result of the internet and people, like, putting pressure on the police to go check on him, or if they just saw those posts themselves and decided to go check on him. I don't know the answers to that. I think it's healthy for him to take a break from social media. I think oftentimes it's a healthy for all of us to take breaks from social media. And I mean, I think it's it's a good thing. Like doing well, there's nothing wrong with doing a wellness check on somebody that you might may or not be worried about, right? Like that could save lives. So I'm glad that it didn't seem to be anything serious, and I'm glad that they tried to do what they felt like was right in the situation. I think that's all you can ask for. And I'm not here to say whether or not it was overblown because I don't know. I mean, I don't know Ja's intention as he's posting those things outside of what he said to the police, which is that he's just taking a break from social media.
Yeah, I think that's the fair way to approach it. And I hope that whatever he's going through, you know, I mean, I think that's the part that people have a hard time with, you know, just generally, and maybe that they don't. Maybe I'm just basing this off of a few people on Twitter, but it doesn't matter what you come from. It doesn't matter where you are in life. Like, you're allowed to have problems, you know? Like, people think that, and look, I would say it's like Denzel said in John Q. Do you remember that scene, Jason, when he's got his son there on the bed, and he's like, son, everything is easier with money. Make money. There's no doubt about that. But you can still, and you're still allowed to have problems, even if you're wealthy or rich. Like, they may be different, they may be easier to solve, but, you know, you can't just throw money at everything and anything. You know, like, it's you're allowed to have issues. And so that's just where, Ja's all these things. Ja is a $230 million man. He has a shoe deal. He's a multiple-time All-Star. But did anybody ever stop to think maybe that kind of informs? That's kind of what Jeff wrote. Like, that kind of informs the problems that he is, encountering right now. Like, I think that's a real thing. I'm not asking people to have sympathy. Oh, woe is Ja Morant. But I'm just saying, like, you know, he's a human too. And I think we should have compassion for human beings no matter what their status may be.
That's very well said, and I think you're right. And I think the other aspect and element of this, especially as it relates to social media, as we were talking about, is like people like to reach conclusions even if there are not clear conclusions. Like, right, people were making conclusions about the shoe. It's like people that are just total, you know, people on Twitter that are just following along with everyone else. Oh, well, this means this, you know. And then he makes posts and people are jumping to conclusions there. And like, you know, some of that's a little dangerous, you know?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Some of it just feels a little dangerous. And so I think it's best to try to be as careful as you can possibly be with those sort of situations. And there was a reason that like I refrained from even mentioning it because I didn't know. I didn't know the Ja's intentions behind those posts. And I didn't want to pin whatever intention he had behind it on him without knowing. And I think that happens probably a lot. And, you know, it's interesting, like, I reported the Tony Allen thing. And, you know, like, I did not intend for it to be like, Tony Allen may spend 2 years in jail.
Right.
No, I intended it for to be the opposite. Like,
well, yeah,
Tony Allen's
you're basically like, yeah, you have to so say people, that because it's like legally possible, but it's not happening. You know what I mean?
But so, people will just interpret it in whichever way they want to interpret things. And like I said, sometimes it's very easy to get caught up in things like that. And so, I'm glad they checked on him. I really am. Like, I think that's the right thing to do. But at the same time, I think you nailed it. You nailed it with what you had to say. He's allowed to have problems. Of course he's allowed to have problems. Every one of us has problems. Even if your problem isn't money, maybe your problem is something, you know, confidence, self-confidence, something like anything like that. Money can't buy those sorts of things. And so, you know, everyone's allowed to have their problems, including Ja Morant.
Absolutely. Hey, Drew, appreciate you as always, man. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Here's Drew Hill, covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. Remember that John Q movie? Was that one of your top Denzel performances?
No, it's a good movie, though. I don't remember the lines like you do, but that was a great one.
I remember every line from that movie.
The wife in that movie was very strong.
Was that based on a true story?
I don't know. I don't think I can't remember anybody taking a hospital, right? And the surgeon's hostage.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very dramatic. He was gonna like he was going to donate his own heart, right? Isn't that what it was? Yeah. Crazy. Crazy. But like you said, a good movie. Not quite Training Day, but I mean, that was Denzel's, you know, I mean, he's still amazing, anything he makes now, but like you feel like that late 90s, early 2000s, mm-hmm. like everything Denzel touched was just, it was gold, you know?
Everything he touches is gold.
Fences was amazing.
No doubt.
Although I think most people agree he was outshined in that movie by Viola Davis.
Well, she just did it again to Matt Damon and Ben Affleck in that movie.
Don't
she does it to everybody except when she played Michelle Obama. That was
I haven't seen that.
That was
one.
Overly done.
That was the movie about the Obama.
The only time I've seen her where it just she did too much, and it's been widely talked about. She did this thing with her lips, this pursing of her lips all the time.
Okay, what movie was that?
It was in a special about these four first ladies, I think it was.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
My wife watched
it. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we've discussed this before, if you can recall.
Yeah, I know the movie, man. I know the movie now. Anyway, thanks to Drew Hill for joining us on the show. We mentioned earlier there was a piece in the over-under about Memphis basketball, how many they could add. We'll get into that. How many could it be? 2.5 was the number, so we'll revisit that. When we get back. Jason and John, are you trying to film? ESPN.
I'm Chelsea Messenger, helping you beat the books with BetQL. Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals between Boston and Miami is tonight. Jaylen Brown had made at least 3 threes in 8 of 10 playoff games entering the series, but hasn't made more than 1 three-pointer in any game against Miami. The BetQL model is expecting that to change tonight, as their 5-star play of the day is to take Jaylen Brown to go over 2.5 made three-pointers tonight against Miami for plus money.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so we were talking earlier today about Memphis basketball. By the way, on that note, the Memphis Rebounders put out a statement yesterday, didn't they, Jason, about...
Yeah, I told you about that. I think it was a repost of an old statement.
Oh, that was a repost of an old one?
That's what I texted you.
Yeah.
Marvin White spoke to Mark Giannato in his column today. I don't know if you got a chance to read it, but spoke basically that was also noted that the locker room money had already been raised and given over by the rebounders, but that basically Penny had put this together, and that, yes, essentially, you know, it was what the letter said was recruiting. But they don't directly, he also pointed out, and they have never directly, you know, basically handled NIL money.
Well, they could give it to the NIL fund, though.
You can speculate on all of that.
901.
You can clear that up with Marvin, but he did speak with Marginato yesterday.
Okay, but I guess there's nothing that prevents them from doing that in the bylaws, right?
You are contributing to the recruiting fund. What right. had always been there. There had always been a recruiting fund.
Right. You're
what
not that doing went deals to, specifically.
Now, that was before NIL even existed.
Right.
That money, of course, has been what they do all the time.
Right.
They've been contributing to that for a while. How they use that and how it switches and if it can't go into an NIL funnel.
Right.
That I do not know.
Yeah, that's the interesting piece of it. And it would make
but the
sense.
Money for the locker room has already been donated from what I read in Giannotto's column, over $100,000.
That's what everybody was tweeting us when we were talking about.
Initially, the party was. This party's apparently been postponed and then changed and moved over to Penny's house. So all the details are not clear. You sound more sketchy on it than anybody, quite frankly.
I mean, I'm just trying to get the NIL money, man. I'm just trying to raise it.
Again, you bring the $1,000, you can go up there and ask all the questions you want to.
Can I get my questions answered for $1,000?
Well, get them answered by Penny.
Well, I don't want to ask Penny. I don't want to talk to Penny about this, you know, because Penny probably don't even know what's going on with that money. I need to know.
I think he knows. I think he's got a firm grasp on how much they got and how much they need.
How many questions do I get answered per thousand?
That's like, between you and him.
Well, can we arrange like a deal there?
Again, $1,000 was the minimum. That's just to get in the door. You're asked to get more, so you're probably not even going to get on his radar.
What's the 25? Didn't they like a 2,500?
Yeah, and that gets you the whole shebang, all the events, everything else.
Oh, it gets you all the events.
Yeah, basically, and White said this too in the column. Marvin White, the president of the Rebounders, now was that. You know, they're essentially trying to reach out to a new group of they're trying to raise membership, obviously, but reach out to a new group of folks that they maybe haven't done before and selling this opportunity to go to Penny's house.
You know,
and that, yes, I mean, as it said, it's all for recruiting equipment, as the U of M release said.
Yeah. Was. And again, I think it's like we've talked about before, I think it's a brilliant idea. And it sort of goes into our, you know, our discussion here about what Memphis basketball will add and what they won't add the rest of the way. I think the number was 2.5, and right now, if we're handicapping how many more players they'll add, I would say over that. I think I would say over 2.5.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.